You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Dean Jones, yeah, that news shocked everyone. First of all, he just seems so young because he's stayed so fit. He was such a great cricketer to watch, Dean Jones. And it's one of those ones, I think, for me, Jeremy, where I just go, gee, you don't know what you got until you lose it. Like, you wish you, you know, like Dean Jones was just a fixture for so many summers for guys my age, your age, growing up. He was that guy that was just, he was such a one-day expert for us, wasn't he?
Oh, I loved it. My brother just absolutely idolised him. Originally, it was Kim Hughes. Then Kim Hughes sort of passed on, and then sort of Dean Jones picked up in that number three spot, and my brother just absolutely idolised him.
Yeah, he was a great cricketer, and the news is that he had a heart attack, and that's more reason, I mean, to learn CPR, because apparently Brett Lee went in to try and perform CPR, but they couldn't revive him at only 59 years of age. Anyway, we've got a bit of a tribute to the great Dean Jones.
Dean Jones, tremendous ovations. He made his way to the centre of the MCG.
What's it like to be a Victorian to play cricket at the MCG?
Well, it's awesome. You know, you've got 70, 80,000 people just wanting you to do well. I struggle with it, I'll be honest with you. Your adrenaline's running so much higher. You're up to, your heartbeat's over 130 beats, and you've got to try and get your heart rate down, and then you've got to face the next ball.
It's a big hit.
Back 20 rows. By Dean Jones, a smashed away square of the wicket on the lakeside.
Oh, what a shot from Dean Jones.
Gone again. It's a big hit. It's in the air for a long time. Over she goes. The crowd's gone wild at mid-wicket. They're having a feast today.
Two runs to Jones. He's 101.
Up goes the back, off goes the helmet, because Dean Jones has 50.
Oh, just reach out and catch it, Jeffrey.
You're very, very proud of the 48 you made in your very first test match in Port of Spain, Trinidad. 48.
Yeah, that's my best ever knock. On a green pitch, Marshall, Garner, Robertson, Holding and co. It was dangerous, batting with the great Alan Border. Nothing that I've ever seen in my backyard or anywhere else since, and they literally wanted to kill you. And it was very hard work, and I've never seen the ferocity of pace. People don't understand it's a quarter of a second reaction time when you face those guys bowling, you know, when they're on heat. And it's just amazing. Alan Border's the best I've ever seen AB bat. He got 500 runs that series. Amazing.
Oh, he smashed that one. That'll end up in Coco's. It's gone miles. It's a big six. Huge six there from Dean Jones. He's decided to let loose.
Yeah, they're a tribute to the great Dean Jones. And it turns out on this day 20 years ago, you might be able to remember where you were. One of the great sporting moments of our nation's history. I think if you had to pick the top five, this would be in the top five, and debatable what position, but many would have it at number one. It was on this day in 2000 that Cathy Freeman won gold at the Sydney Olympic Games. And I watched the replay a moment ago, and you just remember the flashes of the cameras and the great call by Bruce McAvaney. There was not a person in our country that wasn't watching that night. Remember, she rocked up in that outfit?
Oh, that onesie with her head covered, and it was just amazing. People screaming at their TVs.
The pressure that she must have felt, because going into the Olympics, it's the one medal we thought we were going to win. And she came through with the goods, and it's worth listening to the entire replay of that race 20 years ago today.
Away, Freeman out well, a mighty roar surrounds the stadium. Ogunkoya wide sailing, Freeman, they're holding their stagger early. Graham's gone out strongly in the back straight, she's in the middle. So down the back, Cathy, three from the left. Graham's gone out really hard to Guevara. Freeman going strongly up to almost halfway. She's three from the top. You can see Graham inside of her, probably in front. Mary's having a good run. This is where Cathy exploded in Atlanta. Graham's in front of her. Freeman's got work to do here. There's about 150 to go. Guevara and Mary are right up. It's going to be a big finish. Into the straight, Graham leads. Freeman runs up to her. Mary inside. Cathy lifting. Goes up to Graham. Takes the lead. Looks a winner. Draws away from Graham and Mary. This is a famous victory. A magnificent performance. What a legend. What a champion.
What a relief.
I missed that. That's Raylene Boyle.
What a relief.
What a relief. Oh, she spoke for the nation. God, that was a great call. I got goosebumps.
Yeah, same.
Did you?
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.